One type of podcast that I enjoy listening to is true crime. But a frustrating aspect of most true crime podcasts is that they leave you hanging at the very end of the season. Very few of the crimes are solved within the season of the podcast. Well, that same frustration can be felt as we study the book of Judges, and for example, in the life of Samson. The sad story of Samson continues in Judges 16. He's been captured by the Philistines. Samson is mocked. Samson is made to be a fool. But surely, just like the people of God were supposed to see themselves in Samson, there's a glimmer of hope in Samson's final prayer. Listen to what it says in Judges chapter 16, verses 28 through 30. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And then he bowed with all of his strength, and the house fell upon the Lord's and all the people who were in it. Samson, the one who did what was right in his own eyes, no longer has eyes to lead him into lust and wickedness. But his final prayer extends hope to us who have made epic failures and who have tried to manage sin and have failed. Samson prays for one last event of strength, and God answers Samson's prayer. So what are we to learn? Well, just because God has disciplined you does not mean he has divorced you. Just because God has cast you down to humble you does not mean he has cast you out to leave you. He's just as near as he has ever been, and he responds to the prayer of the humble. The most important moment of Samson's life was his death. The most faithful event of his life was his willingness to give up the things of this world and himself. The most triumphant and victorious event of his life was his death as he finally puts faith in God and begins to save Israel. In this one act of humility and sacrifice, instead of preserving his life, Samson does more for the cause than in any other adventures that he had. In this one act, God, through Samson, wipes out the political, economic, and military leaders of the Philistines. Does any of this remind you of someone else? In one act of humility and sacrifice, instead of preserving his life, he offers it up. Samson is a shadow of Jesus. Samson was betrayed by a friend, as was Jesus. Samson was called upon in mockery to entertain the rulers of the day in his captivity, as was Jesus. Both appear to be completely vanquished and defeated. But there are differences. Samson's disobedience landed him in the temple of Dagon. It was his inability to live under the rule and calling of God. But Jesus was completely faithful and obedient to God's calling and for God's glory. Samson's death accomplished a temporal victory. He began to save Israel. But Jesus' death achieved deliverance once and for all. How so? Well, Jesus' death took away the penalty of our idolatry. Jesus' death broke the power of sin in our lives and gave us the Spirit of God to break the lure of idols in our hearts. Do you find it interesting that as we travel from the beginning of the Bible up to this point, books end in death? There's no real resolution, just like in a true crime podcast. Genesis ends with Joseph's death. Deuteronomy ends with Moses' death. Joshua ends with Joshua's death. Judges ends with Samson dying. So on and so on until you get to the Gospels. The Gospels do not end with death. They end with the resurrected life of Jesus. And Jesus rules beyond the grave, and because of that, we too can live lives that display the resurrection power of Christ. There's one more thing we can learn from Samson, is that we must become weak in order to be made strong. When you pray today, please remember David Morrowqueen and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the House of Lifeword broadcast in Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.